Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Good morning, and certainly we win on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just want somebody out there to say, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless and magnify a living God who has allowed us to rise on this morning and give him the glory. Praise God. This is Blog Talk Radio. It is July 24th, 2021, and we just got a few more days in this month. Praise the name of Jesus. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the president and the CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a wonderful spirit-filled lesson for you on today. I want to give a shout-out to my co-host who is not able to be with us on today, praise the Lord, but she is working in her capacity as an evangelist, and certainly we want to give God the glory for such an amazing young lady who works with us. Praise God. And I just want to make announcements. Speaking of my co-host, she is having a training session, and I certainly want to announce that. We are Better Together 2021 number 8 district training is going on today. So certainly it's going on from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I encourage you to meet them. They are located on 5526 South State Street. Praise God. The host pastor is Superintendent Dr. Brian Gibbs. And certainly you can just register. You can go on site. Praise God. They get a lot of information that they're going to circulate. But they got fellowship, they got food, they got good information. Certainly they're going to feed you spiritually, they're going to feed you physically, and they are going to give you good fellowship. Again, the superintendent is Dr. Brian Gibbs, and the district missionary is Mother Mother Land. Melva Merva Lynn. Again, district missionary is Mother Merva Lynn. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Satan, I bind him. He's trying to tongue-tie my tongue on this morning, but loose me and let me go. So again, we want to announce also that Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we will be conducting Old Testament survey classes. We have extended the start of class. We were to start it on this week, but we extended it one more week, and we will start on next week, which is the 29th of July. And to get in on those classes, you can call me at 309-750 or 7584. You can email me at amazing, A-M-A-Z-E-N, graceministries@gmail.com. So certainly we want you to heed to those announcements. And also, if the Lord laid upon your heart to send us a donation, we will appreciate that donation. All donations can be made out to Amazing Grace Ministries or AGMI. They can be sent to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And certainly we appreciate those donations, and certainly they are used to further the gospel. So to everyone that's listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. And certainly, if this blog has been a blessing to your soul, please reach out and give me a text and say, Dr. Carey, I was blessed highly. And certainly, I just want you to know. And you can text me. I've already given you my telephone number and my email address. So heed to that information, and you can give me a text and let me know how you feel. Praise God. We are on the air every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And certainly you can click back on this lesson if you don't get it today. http://tobtr.com/s/11976745 period will get you to the recording of this blog. Praise God. So we have a word for you today that's going to tantalize your soul, captivate you, and certainly this word, certainly if you apply it to your heart, will do you some good. Now, the Lord blessed me on last Sunday to be able to go to Excellent Way Church of God in Christ, and I was blessed to give a word. And praise God, the Lord gave me that word, and he is allowing me to share that word with you on today. I get to studying, I get to doing my research, and I write all this stuff down, and then the Spirit of the Lord comes in, and I go whatever direction he leads me. So that lesson or that word that was spoken on this past Sunday was, the title of it was, I Got Life, and That Life More Abundantly. I Got Life More Abundantly. I just want you to say to yourself, I got life. I got life. And certainly the scriptures are as follows. St. John chapter 10, verses 10 through 12. And they read, this is the King James Version. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that life that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leave the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Dropping down to verse 12. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. And this is the last scripture that I will be reading, not for this lesson, but to introduce this topic. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So let's get down to some definitions, shall we? So let's define life. Life is defined as the period from death, from birth to death, a specific phase of earthly existence, the period from an event unto death, the period of existence. The quality that distinguishes you to have a functioning body versus a dead body. So we are living now. We have life because we can breathe, we can see, and we can connect above ground. Now, abundance. Abundance is defined as great plenty, overflowing quality, an ample supply. You have enough to give out. So also another definition I want to you to understand is overcome. So we're talking about I got life. And we're talking about life in terms of living this in this world. Now overcome is to get the better of or surmount. Now, last week we talked about above the limits. So the month of July, the Lord is leading us to be encouraged, leading us to understand that we win, understand that there's nothing too hard for God, understand that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly of all that we can ask or do according to that power that liveth in us. So we talk about overcoming. It's to gain the superiority or to win, to defeat, and to successfully deal with or gain control of. You know, a lot of times we have addictions. We have problems that we have to overcome. We have to jump over the hurdles. We have to get to the finish line of those things that we get involved in life that tries to trap us and try to keep us down and out. So we also have to define the world in which we're living in. Now, it's the earthly state of human existence. It's the earth with its inhabitants of all things upon it. So inhabitants of the earth. So we're living in this world. We're living in this time. We're living in this season. So let's talk about the history of the scriptures that I'm talking about. Now, the history, when we look at it, we have to understand that the author is listed in John. We read John 21, St. John 21, verses 20 to 24. It describes the author of the Gospel of St. Luke, the disciple whom Jesus loved, and for both historical and internal reasons, this is understood to be John the Apostle, the one of the sons of Zebedee. We also understand that on the cross, that John would be the disciple in which Jesus would entrust his mother to. Mm-hmm. So this was a beloved friend of Jesus Christ. So when we're looking at this particular book of the gospel, that is stated that it was written around 85 to 90 B.C., when this book was written. Now, the purpose of writing this book is to show that the writer must believe, he believed in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God. And you must believe that you have life in the name of Jesus Christ. So it is unlike any of the other synoptic gospels, Mark, Luke, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It shows or it emphasizes who God is. It emphasizes, John emphasizes the deity of Jesus Christ. We find this in the first verse, John 1:1. It is a preamble of Jesus Christ's dignity. It says John gives an unmistakable evidence that Jesus is more than just a man. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then he describes the Word, who is Jesus, who became a man to live among us. So God, the Gospel of St. John, or the book of John, is dealing with the narrative of who God is, who Jesus Christ is. Not only is he God, but he came in the form of man, that all those that believe on Jesus Christ can have life, and that life more abundantly. I want you to say that I got life. So John gives an introduction. He gives a poignant description of who we need to believe in, who and what the Word will do for us. He says in the beginning that the Word came. So in essence, the Word was in the beginning. When God in Genesis spoke a word, he spoke a word and the earth was formed and the rivers and the trees and life became, man also became a living soul, and God breathed into us. So in essence, John is telling us who Jesus is. He's giving us his credentials, in other words. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So in essence, John is telling us and he's teaching us that God, he is the infinite God. Mm-hmm. So when we look at the Gospel of John, it continues to fulfill its purpose to evangelize the lost. We also see that in John 3:16, it is well known that God so loved the world that he gave his life. Mm-hmm. So it tells us that God came. This God, who was God in the beginning, he came that we might have life, that we might prosper, that we might be released from all those habits that this entrapment of this world. Mm-hmm. So John 3:16 is likely the best known verse in the Bible, and is often used to evangelize the Bible and its Bible studies. In the recorded account between Jesus and Nicodemus and the woman at the well, we learn how much Jesus models the model of personal evangelist. We see that his desire or his goal was to show the world that Christ or God is the way. His comforting words to his disciples before his death are still of great comfort in times of sorrow. Jesus becomes the high priest for prayer. For the believers in chapter 17, he is a wonderful source of encouragement for the believers. Jesus will show us what it means to suffer, what it means to go through. He will show us that he knew no sin, and yet he was bruised for our iniquity, that he was fully God and fully man. Somebody say, I got life. I got life, and I got that life more abundantly. So when we look at chapter 10, and this is the scripture we're talking, the chapter we're in, we are looking at this verse 10 and 10. Now, when you read the beginning of chapter 10, it gives an illustration of a shepherd, gives an illustration of how a shepherd takes care of his sheep. And throughout the Bible, we recognize that God, Jesus, is always looked at as a shepherd because he is the shepherd and we are his sheep. Now, it is a metaphor. It's a metaphor of how he cares for us. It's a metaphor for how he keeps us. And if we look and we understand sheep is not, they are not going to listen to any other voice but their shepherd. So in essence, here in chapter 10, oh God, hallelujah, God is giving us an example of what God will do. We see that God is our shepherd, and he's giving us an understanding of what we will do and what we shouldn't do and how he shepherds us. He says in this verse, in this chapter, that a hireling is not going to take care of the sheep, but he's going to run away. But the shepherd, who is Jesus, who has died on the cross for us, will give his life for us. And because he gave his life for us, then we can trust him. Oh, I want you to say, I got life, and I got that life abundantly. So when we look at it, we see him in his full regalia. We see that he has his proven works as Christ, the Son of God. Oh, we see him as a person we can believe in. Oh, the word talks and it gives a clarity and an understanding as to the meaning of who God is. Now, verse 10 and 10. It says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, to its fullness. The verse sets up a contrast between the thief, the destroyer, and Jesus, the life giver. He says that the thief, Satan, comes to take your joy. Satan comes to take your peace. Satan comes to take your children. Satan comes to take everything that you have. But God is saying on this morning that, baby, you got life, and you got that life more abundantly. We have been talking about above the limits, but that does not mean that you don't have to fight for it. Oh, you've got to strive. You've got to seek. You've got to pull down every stronghold. So when we look at Ephesians 6 and 12, we understand that the battle that we're fighting is not a flesh and blood battle, but it's a battle against principalities. It's a battle against Satan, who comes to take your joy, everything from you. But oh, the thief can't have it. We also find that when we look at who and what John is presenting Jesus as, and he is presenting Jesus as the good shepherd, oh, as my shepherd. And we go to Psalms 23:1. It calls, David called Jesus my shepherd. So we know that Jesus Christ is our shepherd. Oh, he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd, and he came that I may live. He came that I may not just survive, but I may have victory. Oh, because he came and he gave his life for mankind. We see the miracles that Jesus has done. We see that the Son of Man healed the sick. He healed the blind. And also in that chapter, we see a discussion with the Pharisees that questioned a blind man that received his sight. And we see that the man didn't know who healed him, but he was healed. And Jesus came to let the Pharisees know that I healed him, or God healed him, and the man worshiped Jesus. That's what we are to do, to worship Jesus. We are to lay at the feet of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are to lift him up. We are to praise and magnify God. As we read the scripture, we understand that after the conversation, the Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus. But I'm here to let you know, nobody could kill Jesus until it was his time, until he said, I lay down my life. You can't take my life, but I am laying it down for mankind. So in essence, Jesus shows and gives an illustration of who he is. Jesus continued to talk about the gatekeeper and how the shepherd calls out his sheep. Sheep will only follow the shepherd whom they know. Jesus then interprets his word and says, verily, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. Oh, again, I come that they may have life and have it to the full, fullness of life. The word declares that he is the only way to salvation and the fullness of life. Now, let's talk about thief for a second. Who is the thief? Now, the thief is Satan, that angel that was in heaven that was kicked out, Lucifer, the one that wanted to be like God but was kicked out into the earth, and therefore sin enticed man or enticed Eve, and therefore giving the apple to it. Adam to sin. This is Satan. This is the thief. And when we talk about gates, we talk about that interest point. And when you go through an entrance, the Lord is saying he is the gatekeeper. He is the entrance. He is the way which you go through. He is that person. He is that individual. He is our shepherd. And you can't have life any other way but through Jesus Christ. You can't have life any other way but through Jesus Christ. The scripture says that. That ain't Dr. Carey. That's the scripture. The scripture is saying, even in this chapter, And he's letting us know that in order to have that life and that life more abundantly, in excess, flowing, hallelujah, we see that the blind man that was healed didn't know who healed him until Jesus came back and said, he healed him. And in essence, when he came back, and I'm paraphrasing, he came back and the man worshiped Jesus. The man worshiped the healer. The man worshiped the person which is the good shepherd. The man worshiped the individual that set him apart, that gave him an entrance point, that gave him a pathway. To a new life, to a new life where he didn't see until now he sees. A lot of us is blind, and we need to take the blinders off, and we need the Lord to talk to us, to give us a clarity and understanding. The Bible says, in all our ways, acknowledge him. Now, the question is, do you acknowledge him in everything you do? Oh, we've got to do it in everything. When we wake up in the morning, God, oh, show me what to go. When we put our clothes on, God, give me what to put on. Oh, in all my ways, I acknowledge you. I need some direction. I need some clarity, God. Oh, you know what my day will be like. Oh, and Father God, I put my trust in you. Ooh, hallelujah. So I want you to say to yourself, I got life. Now, the Bible talks about, and Paul talks about, being more than just a conqueror. And conqueror or means, or more, M-O-R-E, means greater, something that exceeds or surpasses expectation. Paul talked about being a conqueror. Now, when we define conqueror, it means to defeat or to subdue by force, to gain, to secure control of, to be victorious and win. So when we go over to Romans 8, I'm about through, y'all, 37 and 29, and this is the easy-to-read version. It means, or it states, not means, but it reads, but in all these troubles we have complete victory through God, who has shown his love for us, verses 38 through 39. Yes, I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love, not death, life, angels, or ruling spirits. I am sure that nothing now, nothing in the future, no powers, nothing above us or nothing below us, nothing in the whole created world will ever be able to separate us from the love of God has shown us in Christ Jesus our Lord. So in essence, we praise and magnify God, who, because he came, because he died on the cross, we have life, and that life more abundantly. Yes, Satan is going to try us. He's trying us with this coronavirus. We've got the Delta variant. Loved ones has passed on. But God says, I still got you, and you still got life. We are going to live, even though it gets hard sometimes. We are going to exercise our abilities, our exercise, our gifts and our talents, because Christ is with us. And if we are connected with Christ, if we are following our good shepherd, or if we are listening to his direction, if we are entering into that gate in which he leads us through, because when he died on the cross, he sent back the comforter, and that comforter is the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. I call him the power arm of God. Why? Because when the earth was formed, God the Father said to God the Spirit, and he spoke a thing, and it happened. Hallelujah. And the word talks about the Spirit of God putting it in place. Hallelujah. Praise God. So in essence, we have to walk in the authority that God has given us. We have got life. Oh, we have got life to declare, to speak a thing. Why? Because we have a relationship with Christ Jesus. Oh, the Bible says, if your ways please me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Oh, we can speak to the situations that we are in and tell that mountain to be thou removed, and it has to be removed. Oh, Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and because it bared no fruits, it was cursed, and he spoke to it. And the disciples was amazed at the fact that that tree was crumbled up. Ah, after Jesus spoke a word, we have that same authority. Oh, why? Oh, because God said we would have it. We have the ability to walk. We have the ability to speak. We've got life, and that life more abundantly. Satan tries to take life from us. He tries to make us think defeat, but we are more than conquerors through Christ. So when I think about everything that I've gone through, I understand that I've got life, and I've got it more abundantly, and I can bind the enemy and tell the enemy to loose me and let me go. Or I can put him under my feet where he belongs. You know, the old saints used to say, loose here, Satan. And Satan was loose. And we've got to put that back in practice. We've got to bind the enemy. Satan, I see you and I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over me. I am the Lord's. And because I am the Lord's, oh, he's in control. Ooh, Jesus. I am a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror because Christ came. I'm more than a conqueror because God said in his word that I have life. I have life because Jesus died on the cross. I have life because Jesus is interceding on my behalf. I have life because I am of the royal. I've been adopted in the royal family. And saints of the most living God, you have been adopted. You have been adopted in the royal family. And we will not follow any other shepherd than that of Jesus Christ. Satan tries to talk to us. He tries to put little defeat in our head. He tries to tell us that you ain't nothing, you ain't nobody, nobody like you, nobody will ever like you, you not pretty, you not cute. Oh, but I bind those negative thoughts right now in the name of Jesus, because we have come that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for those that are on the line today. I thank you, God, for their willingness to be part of this blog. I pray, God, that they may receive the word that has been given unto them today. God, release them and let them go. God, let them preach, teach, evangelize. Let them speak a word, and let this word be planted in their heart that they may not sin against you. Let them understand and let them walk with the tenacity to know that they have life, that God, you will supply every need, and whatever the need is on this morning, or whether it's financial, whether it's healing, I speak healing. You said by your stripes we're healed, and I declare it right now, healing in our bodies, healing right now, healing right now, God, deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever habit, whatever addiction, oh, we bind it right now, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Even faulty thinking or negative thinking, we bind that. We bind the spirit of suicide. Oh, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak life right now in the name of Jesus. We declare with the authority that you've given me in the name of Jesus. As this message goes out in the airways, God, oh, we speak it. We speak it. We declare it right now, God. Oh, you know the need, and we speak it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for, again, another episode, another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I want you to continue to provide social distancing. I know that some of you or those that have the vaccination don't have to wear masks, but I want to encourage you to wear your mask. This variant or this pandemic is not done. And certainly we have miscommunication, but you know, we are God's children, and I know that God covers us, but then also we have to follow the rules of the land in which we're living in. That's what God tells us to do. God does not go without verifying or walking on his word, meaning his word will show and guide us what to do. So in essence, be still and know and see the salvation of the Lord, and wash your hands, continue to provide social distancing, continue to pray, and understand that you have life. As you walk out your house, you have that life more abundantly. Understand, I pray, God, that your eyes will be enlightened, that God will show you and show you what the enemy is trying to take over and to keep you trapped. Oh, and he tried to steal and kill. But we pray that your eyes will be enlightened and your understanding will be enlightened on this day. We pray. Hallelujah. On next week, our co-host will be here, and she will bring a word with power and tenacity. And certainly we love each and every one of you. Be blessed, and I see you. I see you, and talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.